Today we're going to learn Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are holding at the Mishnah on the very bottom of Daf Chaf Amud Bey. So the Mishnah is going to teach us the Issur to sell and to rent houses and fields to a guy in Eretz Yisrael. The source of the Issur we already discussed from a Braisa is based on the Pasuk of Lo Seichanim, that you're not allowed to give Chaniya Bekarka to an Ovid Chavim. So in Maskir Lehem Batim Be Eretz Yisrael, Vein Tzarech Lomar Sados, you're not allowed to rent houses to them in Eretz Yisrael, and certainly not fields, because that would violate Turi Surim. So certainly they'll ask for that as well. We'll explain that soon. Ubisurya, and in Surya, which is a land near Eretz Yisrael and doesn't have the full status of Eretz Yisrael, because it was only Nichbash, it was only conquered through by David HaMelech, and it was considered to be a Kibush Yachid. So Maskrila that year, Maskrilahem Batim. Then in Surya, you're allowed to rent to them houses, and we don't make a Gzera that you might come to sell houses as well, because even if you sell them houses in Surya, it's not going to be in Issur D'Oraisa, only in Issur D'Rabbanan, a Gzera, lest you sell them houses in Eretz Yisrael as well. And the Chum didn't make an additional Gzera on their original Gzera, so therefore they never asked renting houses in Surya. Avalo Sados, but you're not allowed to rent them fields, because then we were Choshesh that you're going to come to rent them fields in Eretz Yisrael as well, and then you're going to come to sell them fields in Eretz Yisrael, and even though that's a chashash rachok, that's a gzera l'gzera, because if you sell a field in Eretz Yisrael to a guy, it's going to be a violation of two isurim d'araisa, and that's why we're willing to make a gzera to such an extent. But b'chutz la'aretz, mochon lehem batim, umaskirin sados, divrei Rebbe Meir. In chutz la'aretz, you're allowed to sell them houses, you're allowed to rent them fields, we're not choshish for anything, we don't worry that maybe you're going to come to rent them a field in Eretz Yisrael, and then you're going to come to allow selling a field in Eretz Yisrael, because that's a real chashash rachok, but it's usher to sell them fields in because there are going to be turi surim selling them fields, so there were choshish that you're going to come to sell in Surya, because there were choshish you're going to come to sell in Eretz Yisrael as well. I'm sorry, but meaning even according to Rav Meir, it's usher to sell fields in Chutz Laretz, because that's close enough of a chashash that we're afraid you can come to sell fields in Eretz Yisrael as well. That's Rav Meir Shita. Rav Yossi Amar Be'Eretz Yisrael Maskirin Lahem Batim, that you're allowed to rent them houses in Eretz Yisrael, avalo sados, but you're not allowed to rent them fields because there are two isurim. So it goes there to asur schiros. Maybe you're going to come to sell b'Surya mochrin batim, and in Surya you're allowed to sell fields, and we're not choshish that you're going to come to sell in Eretz Yisrael. Umaskirin sados, and you're allowed to rent fields in Surya, because we're not going to be choshish about this double gzera. But you're not allowed to sell fields in Surya, because then you might come to sell fields in Eretz Yisrael. And that's considered one big gzera, and it's going to be a violation of the double iser. U'b'chutz la'aretz elu ve'elu, and in chutz la'aretz, you're allowed to, we don't make a gzera, mochrin elu ve'elu, you're allowed to sell both fields and houses, we don't make a gzera at all, that's too far off of a gzera. So now the Mishnah teaches us when you're allowed to sell, to rent a house to a guy. Even when we say that you're allowed to rent a house to a guy, you're not allowed to rent it as a base dira, because then he's going to bring an avodah zarah into it. And the pasuk says you're not allowed to bring a toeva, an abomination, like an avodah zarah into your house, and the Jew is still going to be the owner of the house. You're only allowed to rent him a house if he plans on using it for storage. But wherever you are, even if you're in Chutzlar, it's very far from Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to rent a Beis HaMerchatz, even after it's rented out to a guy, because it's still going to be known as the Jews' Merchatz. So people are going to see that on Shabbos it's operating and they're heating up water. They're going to say that the Jew has hired those bathhouse attendants to do so, to heat up the water, and he's violating Amir Liakum on Shabbos. So now, says the Gemara, the Mishnah mentioned that you're not allowed to rent houses in Eretz Yisrael to Ovdei Chavim, and certainly not fields. So it makes it sound like fields, for some reason, are worse than houses. So why is that? I kept on just saying a moment ago that there's a double isser. What are we talking about? My ein tzarich lomar sados. Why is it that fields are considered to be more chamor than batim? Ile mishum dispatarte. If you're going to say that when you sell fields to a guy, there are two isurim. Chada chanias karka. One is a violation of lo sichanim, that you're giving them chania b'karka. Chada de kam mafkala mimaiser. And the second is that by selling it to a guy, now no one's going to be mafresh maisos from that field. So that's why when you sell it, it's a violation of two isurim. And there's more reason to aser even renting, because we're choshesh that if we allow you to rent, then you're going to come to sell as well, and that's going to be two isurim. But with houses, even if you were to sell it, it would only be one isur of losichanim, so maybe they wouldn't be gozer on renting a house, and that's why the Mishnah says ve'in tzarich lomar, because the fields are considered to be more chamur. Well, frankly, Gemara ihachi, if that's the chilik between fields and houses, the two isurim versus one isur, batim nami ikatarti, aren't there also two problems with giving over the Kachavim houses in Eretz Yisrael? Chada chanias karka. One is the issue of lo sichanim. Chada the kamafkala mimezuzah. Now the house is not going to be chayv mezuzah because a goy is going to be living there. So Amar Mesharshia mezuzah chavas adarhu. Mesharshia says, nah, mezuzah is not a concern because if a goy lives in the house, he's not going to be kovei a mezuzah. But that's not being mevatel the mitzvah of mezuzah, because it's a chiyuv on whoever lives in the house. And therefore, if no one were living in the house, if you were to leave it empty, it also wouldn't require a mezuzah. So by having a guy live there, it's not robbing it of the opportunity of a mezuzah. Whereas when it comes to Trumas and Maestros, by not having by having a guy there, it's actually going to be mafkia, the Trumas and Maestros, that otherwise would have happened. So main point over here, the reason we assume it's worse to sell a field than it is to sell a house is because they're both a violation of lo sichanim, but a field is also being mafkia from Trumas and Maestros. Now we have mentioned Besuria maskirin batim, that according to Rabbi Meir, in Surya you're allowed to rent houses, but not allowed to sell houses. So Gemara explains why Rabbi Meir distinguishes between renting houses in Surya, which he thinks is okay, and selling houses in Surya, which he thinks is not okay. So Maisha Mechira de lo, Misha Mechira de Eretz Yisrael. Why doesn't he allow selling houses in Surya? Because it's too closely associated with selling houses in Eretz Yisrael. Yehachi mischiris nami nigzar. So if that were the case, we should aser even renting houses in Surya as well, lest we come to rent houses in Eretz Yisrael. That they already made a gzeira and they aser because of chashash that you can come to sell them houses in Eretz Yisrael, which is the Torah. So says Gemara, no, he goof gzeira v'adna nekum nigzar gzeira l'gzeira. You know, the idea of renting houses in Eretz Yisrael is not in a siddur, so it's only in a siddur rabbanon, that lest you come to sell houses in Eretz Yisrael. So what, you think we're going to go and not allow you to even rent in Surya so that you don't come to rent in Eretz Yisrael, which itself is only in a siddur rabbanon? That would be a gzeira, l'gzeira. We don't make a gzeira, l'gzeira. So Gemara says, but wait, according to our mayor, apparently we do make a gzeira, l'gzeira, because v'aschira sada de besurya de gzeira, l'gzeira, hiva kakaz rinan. When it comes to renting fields in Surya, the Mishnah said that it's also to do it, and that's also a gzeira l'gzeira. A mayor apparently is willing to make that gzeira. So says Mar Hasa, no, renting a field in Surya, lav gzeirahu, it's not an issur d'rabbanan because of gzeira. Savar kibush yachid shmei kibush. A mayor holds that when David HaMelech was kovesh Surya, it actually counts as a valid kibush. So, and therefore, it really has a status of Eretz Yisrael. It's nisadar raisa to sell houses and fields there. So sada dispeitarti gazur beirabanan. When it comes to a field where if you were to sell it to an Ovid Chavim, even in Surya, it would be a violation of two isurim of chanaya bekarka and of being mafkir from Trumas and Maisos. So the Rabbanan made a gezerah, don't rent it lest you come to sell it. Because we're Rabbanan, batim to las butarti, logos we're Rabbanan. But when it comes to selling houses, where it would only be a violation of one isra of Chanaya Bekarka, the Rabbanan did not make a gezerah. So main point over here, the reason Rabbi Meir assers renting fields in Surya, is because he holds Surya has a status of Eretz Yisrael. He holds Kibush Yachid, Shmei Kibush. Now the Mishnah went on to say that B'chutz La'aretz, you're allowed to sell them houses, you're allowed to rent them fields, according to a mayor. So apparently selling houses, yes. Renting fields, yes, but selling fields, no. So Sada Dispeitarti goes with Rabbanan, Batim Blas Vutarti Lo goes with Rabbanan. And the chilik between houses and fields is as we've been explaining the entire time. That when it comes to a field, there's a double Isser. When it comes to a house, there's only a single Isser, and therefore there's no reason to make a Gezerah. So it says in Rabbi Yossi, Omer Be'eretz Yisrael, Maskir Lehem Batim. Rabbi Yossi holds that in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to rent them homes, but not fields. So Gemara explains, according to Rabbi Yossi, what's the difference between houses and fields? My taima, what's the reason Rabbi Yossi allows renting fields to a guy in Eretz Yisrael, and he's not worried about mechira, yet by fields he's choshesh and he asers renting? Sados disputati goes v'rabbanon, batam disputati lo goes v'rabbanon. Same chiluk we've been making the whole entire time. Ubisurya mochrin. And then the Mishnah said that according to Rabbi Yossi, in Surya you're allowed to sell houses and rent fields, but you cannot sell fields. My taimo, why is it that Rabbi Yossi allows you to sell houses in Surya, but not to sell fields? Kasavar kibush yachid lo shmei kibush. He holds that kibush yachid is not a real kibush, and therefore Surya does not have the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And min haTorah, you're allowed to sell houses and fields in Surya. V'sada dispeitarti, but a field, we're selling it in Eretz Yisrael would involve a double iser. Gazu barabanan, the rabbanan don't even allow it in Surya. Batim the lasputarti, but houses, we're even selling it in Eretz Yisrael, would not be a double iser, would only be a single iser. Lo gazu b'hu rabbanan, the rabbanan did not make a gzeira in Surya as well. So main point over here is Rabbi Yossi holds kibush yachid lo shmei kibush, and therefore selling anything in Surya is at most an iser drabanan. Ubechutz laaretz mocher. Now the Mishnah wants to say, according to Rabbi Yossi, that in Chutz Laaretz you're allowed to sell houses and fields to a Nachri. So my taima, why is it that you're allowed to do everything? Kiven de marchik lo gazrinon. Since it's so far from Eretz Yisrael, they didn't bother making a gzeira. It wasn't close enough to make a gzeira. Amr Avidomer Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. We pass on the k'Rabbi Yossi that in Chutz Laaretz you're allowed to sell houses and fields. In Surya, you're allowed to sell houses and rent fields. And in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to rent houses, but not even rent fields. Amr Rav Yossi, as long as you don't sell in Surya and or rent in Eretz Yisrael multiple houses to a Nachri, where it becomes a shchuna, becomes a whole neighborhood. V'kama shchuna, how many would make a shchuna? Tana in shchuna b'chus mishlosh b'nei adam. It's at least three people together would make a shchuna. So the Gemara says, Leichu shtil ma'azel ha Yisrael mazmel l'chado v'chadim va'azel heichu mazmel l'tre. But if you're worried about a shchuna, and how could you allow anyone to sell anything? Because one Jew is going to sell to one guy, and then his neighbor is going to sell to two other guys, and then you'll have a shchuna. Amar Rabbi, alifnei mapakadinan, alifnei delifnei lomi pakdinan. That the isra of lifnei iver were commanded on, and therefore you're not allowed to be machshel someone else in bad advice, but a double lifnei iver to cause someone on something that you can cause someone else to be machshel in iver. We don't have to be careful about. We're not commanded. On. So over here as well, we don't have to be choshesh so much that maybe there's going to be a shchuna shalgayim. They only asked selling on your own three houses, but to sell to one or two people, we're not so concerned. So we'll stop there, and Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up at the bottom and do Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis.